Hello there, I'm Regina Soren. I want to first say you can contact me at soarenregina@gmail.com. The title of this 5-minute podcast, and it just might go over a little bit, the title, Pastors, Preachers, Sex, and Greed. Let me tell you guys something out there. I don't know what kind of pastor you got, or what kind of leader you got, religiously or spiritually leader, but never ever get your eye on the person, because people can fail. They are still human. And the thing that I see a lot of people do, and the mistake that I see a lot of people make, is they focus on the man. They make the man out of a god. And there is only one God. And he can be a jealous God. So make no pastor, preacher, or anything like that your God. Don't look at them that way. Thank God for them, yes. Do what you can for your organization, yes. But never ever make a pastor or your leader or your spiritual advisor, never make them your God. How do you do that? Well, you look upon them like, I mean, I've seen the worship before. It's one thing to thank God for a person and praise God for that person, but some people go above and beyond by praising the person, and as soon as that person fail, which many of them do, then you're crushed and you get mad at God. At that point, you start getting mad at God then when your spiritual leader fail. Then you want to blame God for it. No, no, no. It's not God's fault. Never put anyone up on this pedestal. Stop putting these preachers on pedestals. Thank God for them, yes. But stop it. Worshiping them in that manner. Because as you can see in the news, there are so many who are failing, and you can see it, doing things in the dark, deceiving the people, greed, oh my God. Worship the Lord. Stop worshiping these pastors and preachers, and stop that. Give your worship and your praises to the God Almighty, Jesus Almighty. It breaks my heart, the things I see in the news. It's heartbreaking. And I'm really glad that a lot of it is coming to light, but you know, oh my God. I don't care who it is, I just don't like to see people play with God like that. I don't like it. Don't care who it is. Could be a big major preacher or pastor, or it can be just a little somebody. Either way, it's the same thing as I was saying in my other podcasts, playing with God. Don't do it. If you got hidden sins in your life, come to God and pray, ask God to help you. But don't be out here telling other people what to do, knowing in your heart that you are not doing everything that God wants you to do. You're not walking the straight and narrow. And that hurts me when I see that, whether it's a big preacher or a little preacher. It's painful. It's painful. Standing in the way of sinners, standing in the way of people, living treacherously, treacherous lives. It's painful. But put no woman or man up on this high pedestal and worship that individual. Do not do that. Give your worship and your praises to God Almighty. I think I'm going to end the podcast now. I think I kept it under 5 minutes. I do hope this helps someone out there. Don't know who will hear it, but if you hear it and it applies to you, ask God to help you. And I said, ask God to help you. Again, thank God for your leaders. Do all you can for your organizations, but never, ever put anyone above God, because there is only one God. Thank you for listening.